From WBEZ Chicago, it's a special pledge drive edition of This American Life. I'm Ira Glass, and I am very excited to bring you this show because I get to play you very favorite things from the last few months to remind you why you might want to donate to this radio station. Also, I have an entire story that has never been on the radio. But let's start with this. This is one of my very favorite things we've put on the air in the last few months. One of our producers, David Kestenbaum, had this story that's about a classroom and a problem the teachers wanted to solve.
The teachers were trying to get the kids to stop tattling.
And why was that so important?
Because it's a pre-K classroom, and it's constant there.
Right. And this classroom is your kids' classroom, right?
Yeah, both of them went there.
I still don't get, like, it seems like kids tattling on each other is just a fact of pre-K.
It is, but you got 20-something kids. I mean, you know, it's hard being one parent with two kids doing it. Imagine you're in a classroom with like 20 kids. And if they bring it to you as a teacher, all these little injustices, you got to get like involved in all these cases, you know.
Right. It's just a time suck.
Yeah. It's just a time suck. And so one of the teachers had this great idea. She took a tissue box, hung it on the wall, and then took this plastic phone receiver and hung it in it and said something like, "That's the tattle phone. Tell it to the phone." And I thought it was just brilliant. And I just want to say, this is a place that loves kids. I would go to pick up my son Max, and I would have to wait because he would want to hug every single teacher. And I'd go to get Augie, our older kid, and he would be like, "I need 5 minutes. I'm in the middle of something." Like,
they would just want to stay longer.
I mean, I get choked up thinking about this place. And I love the idea of the tattle phone, just as like as a vessel for all the little injustices that go on every day. And I wanted to hear what was said into it, like these little 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds talking into this plastic phone.
Okay, and I should say, this is the part of the story I knew very well what happens next.
We asked if we could put a phone in the classroom that would record the tattles. The daycare was fine with that. I reached out to the parents. I didn't know how they were going to feel about us recording their kids at like the worst moment of the day.
Uh-huh.
But every single one of them said yes. Some of them said, "Please, yes, do this."
Mm-hmm.
So we got a phone. It was this chunky red phone, kind of like 1980s style. We had it set up to record, and we needed an outgoing message for it.
And that is where I stepped in.
"Hey there, you've reached the tattle phone. Okay, tell me what happened after the beep. Tell me the whole story."
I really hope to make some inroads in that 4-year-old market. I really hope that helps our ratings. And so what we're going to do now, David, is that you're going to explain what you heard on those recordings on the tattle phone, and I will go away.
Okay. So I brought the phone into class and I set it up. And the kids started to use it immediately and with great enthusiasm.
"Eli told me a lie. Seamus wasn't sharing with me and I don't like it and I'm very upset. Nathan farted in my face and I said, 'Yuck, Nathan.'"
Catch that one? "Nathan farted in my face and I said, 'Yuck, Nathan.' But the real crime?
Excuse me."
I think there was enormous excitement just having a phone in the class. It was larger than they'd probably ever seen in their lives, bright red with buttons on it. It was an old touch-tone phone. Everyone wanted to use it, even if they didn't have a tattle. Kids sang a song into it. One tried to order a pizza. Someone said, "Hi, Mom. Please pick me up early."
"Hi, Dad. I love you. Bye."
"Our baby turned into a ducky, and I don't know how her turned into a ducky. And that's why her turned into a ducky and turned back to a baby. I'm sorry, I need to hang up on you for 1 second.
Several calls later, conscience heavy, that kid calls back.
"I'm sorry I had to hang up on you. I'm just sorry."
The tattle phone was like a magic portal into one preschool classroom in America, which is kind of incredible. Like most parents, I'll ask my kids, "What happened in school today?" And I get nothing. School is like this black box. You drop them off, pick them up, and you have no idea what happens in between. But now I had this phone. It was set up so it would send me the messages as they happened. It was funny listening to them from my desk. The portal into this classroom would open for a second. I get this little report from a kid, hear a little sound of the room, and then it would close. Sometimes for a while. Then the portal would open, I'd hear something, and then silence again. There were never any tattles between 1 and 3 o'clock, because that was nap time. Then they'd start again. These little dramas.
Ramona's not listening to my teacher, Mr. Evans, but he's my favorite teacher. And I know him, and I know he's mad at me, but I don't want him to be, so I'm trying my best to listen. My friend Simone said no at me.
My friend Simone. It's always their friends who are bugging them.
My friend Jack was in my face while I was waiting to go to an area, and that made me really upset. Eli hit me, Eli hit me. I know. When I'm playing family with Simone, Cody keeps keeping me awake while I'm trying to sleep, pretend sleep.
Can I just say, I'm not sure that one is actionable. You're pretending to sleep and complaining that someone is waking you up? I don't know.
People are not sharing the telephone.
How much of their day is about, like, justice?
Oh. I couldn't put a percentage on it, but I could say the majority of the day.
This is Kathleen Jones, the lead teacher in the class.
It is everything. And rules. They live by rules. They can sit down to play a game, and that whole play time will be nothing but arguing about the rules. And then there's no playtime left. And they feel good about it.
It's funny, like, they can't make breakfast for themselves. They can't get dressed. They can barely talk. And they're just full of, that's not fair.
But they're dynamos. Every one of them has something that... Yes, exactly. It's awesome. They're wonderful.
There's actual scientific research on this. Kids know when something's unfair, some when they're just 12 months old. My kids weren't even walking then. And I know this is kind of obvious, but so many of the conflicts in this world come down to some version of what's going on in this classroom. What's fair? How do you divide up something that there's a limited quantity of?
You know, Magna tiles? We only have one acrylic one. That's yellowish goldish. That is it. That is the prize in the class. Whoever gets that is like, I'm the king or the queen. And haha, the gold. That's what they call it, the gold.
So did it work for you? Like, did they stop coming to you with their complaints?
Yes, it did. It does work. Yes, that phone holds a lot of power.
It gave the teachers the break they were looking for. I wanted to see if the kids thought it worked, whether the Tattlephone helped them deal with stuff. So the other weekend, I interviewed a bunch of them, which, I have to say, these were some of the weirder interviews I've done in my professional life. Bob Woodward, I know this isn't right, but I had to pay one interviewee a piece of gum. Another kid, Nikki, insisted on performing magic tricks before granting an interview. I did not have high expectations.
And then if I do this...
Wait, that worked really well. Wait, that was actually amazing.
I know.
That was good.
Yeah.
Nikki then refused to talk about the phone at all. But others clearly used it a lot.
You have to tell the Tattlephone the whole story what happened.
That's Gabriel. This is Dinia.
Tell me the whole story. That's all I can remember.
My friend's kid, Sean, who just turned 5 and who I adore, was the only one who could remember a tattle-worthy event from school in any detail. He whispered it to me. He was clearly kind of excited about this. His friend had kicked him.
Kicked me in the penis.
He what?
Kicked me in the penis.
He kicked you in the penis. Did you tell the Tattlephone?
That time we didn't have any.
Well, you didn't have the Tattlephone?
No.
If you had the Tattlephone, would you have told it? Yeah. Okay. Sounds like it might have been an accident. Sean stood up and acted out the whole thing in slow motion for me.
Slow motion.
Like it was a scene from an action movie. Right. His friend was trying to kick the ceiling.
So he went like...
They should have a security camera in the classroom.
But they don't.
They don't. Just the Tattlephone.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of kids told me they felt good after talking to the Tattlephone. Though the why it made them feel better, I took all my interviewing skills. This is Gabriel.
How did you like having the tattle phone in the classroom?
Good.
How did it feel after you said something to the tattle phone?
Good.
How come you felt good?
I felt good because I told on the person.
One girl told me talking to the tattle phone felt like eating ice cream. It's nice to think that just getting something off your chest can solve a problem. That if you just release the fact of the injustice into the world, you feel better. And sure, I think that can be true. But we had the phone in class for a month, and I did notice toward the end, we got fewer messages. They came in regularly, but not with the same energy. It's possible the novelty was wearing off. I think there's something else going on as well. Before we put the phone in the class, I had it set up in my house, just to make sure it was working. My kids used it a couple times, and then our younger son, Max, was complaining that his brother, Augie, who's a year older, had pinched him. "Tell it to the tattle phone," I said. "It's not working," he told me. I picked the phone up, worried that there was some technical glitch. But it was fine. "It's working, Max." "No," he said, "it's not."
"It did not do anything. It doesn't even work to me. It doesn't even do anything."
"It listened to your tattle?"
"No, it doesn't."
"What do you mean it listened?"
It didn't. It didn't stop Augie pinching me.
"It didn't stop Augie pinching me. I know, Max. I know. Sometimes you want more than just to speak. You want actual justice."
David Kestenbaum. I have to say, one of the things that I really love about that story is how totally original it is. David heard about this thing that's at his kid's school. He got curious what the kids were saying into the tattle phone. He researched and found and bought, for hundreds of dollars, by the way, a tricked-out phone that records whenever you pick up the receiver. He put it into the classroom, and then he waited to see what happens. And I cannot tell you all the times that we run at something like that, and what happens is nothing. Nothing happens. It's not interesting. In this case, the experiment paid off, and I mention all these dollars and whatever stuff because this is the pledge drive, and there are all sorts of reasons, I guess, that you listen to this radio station, for the news, for people saying interesting things about what to think about this game-changing moment in history that we're all living through right now, for great interviews with writers and artists and filmmakers. But I think that public radio is at its best sometimes when it does what this story that David Kestenbaum did, when it brings you something you really had no idea at all that you wanted. Like, in this case, recordings of little kids tattling on each other. There really is nowhere else on the radio that does a story like this. Nowhere else a story like this could exist. It's only here. And if you value that, if you want stuff on the radio that surprises you and takes you to places that you didn't even know you wanted to go, help us do that. It's nice that these stories exist, right? Help make them possible. Here's how to pledge.